State law used to say that boats be clean of aquatic plants and animals before the boats are launched in a navigable water. But a law passed last summer adds that boaters also can't leave a boat launch with a dirty vessel. State Deputy Conservation Warden Mac Hannon says some Wisconsin boat landings are equipped with brooms and hoses.
Most landings in the state are not. It's just going to require that people kind of get down on their hands and knees a little bit, get under the trailer as best and as safely as they can, and get the majority of the vegetation off. We're not expecting everyone to get way under their trailer and put themselves in a dangerous situation, but just to make an effort, I guess, is what we're really looking for.
Hannon says the DNR plans to emphasize education over enforcement for this year, but he says people could be cited for violating the new law, and the fine is between $232 and $767 for a first offense. Hannon says the DNR hopes the law makes a big dent in the spread of invasive species.
This law goes far beyond anything we've ever had. It more than like tripled our invasive species laws. It goes along with a few more laws that were passed as far as draining your water out, you know, cleaning off everything before you go into the water and leaving. It just heightens the awareness of everything.
Hannon says the state patrol and local law enforcement will help the DNR make sure boaters know about the new law. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.